USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge says the affidavit used to raid former President Donald Trump's South Florida home shouldn't be sealed. In a ruling Thursday, the judge telling the DOJ to file a redacted affidavit by next Thursday before the unsealing takes place. The DOJ fought to keep the affidavit sealed. The DOJ arguing the Trump investigation is in its early stages. Attorney for the media organizations Deanna Shulman says it's up to the public to determine what's meaningful.
If the court is inclined to issue a document with just the first line unredacted, then that's what we get.
The suspect charged with stabbing author Salman Rushdie is being held after pleading not guilty. The man entering his plea to charges including second-degree attempted murder. This is USA Radio News.
Whether you're taking your pets on the road or a walk around the block, you need to be aware of heat stroke. Hi, I am Dr. Jose Arce, immediate past president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. It's important that pets get out and enjoy the warm weather and fresh air, but here are some reminders to help keep your pets safe in the heat. Tune into the day's forecast to see how hot it will be. Limit exercise on hot days or schedule walks earlier or later on the day when it's cooler. If outside, stay on the grass instead of the hot pavement. Make sure your pet has unlimited fresh water and access to shade. Never leave your pet in a closed vehicle. And leave your pet at home in air conditioning when you go out. If you see signs of heat strokes in your pet, such as excessive panting, drooling, unsteadiness, or abnormal gum and tongue color, call your veterinarian or nearest emergency clinic. For more info on summer pet safety, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
Customs and Border Protection announced earlier this week that they surpassed 2 million illegal immigrant encounters this fiscal year. In Florence, Kentucky, on Thursday, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says the situation is out of control at the southern border.
Unfortunately, I think the immigration issue is so toxic right now and so partisan that even revisiting legal immigration is unlikely.
Witnesses for the defense are the main focus for a hearing on Thursday in the Parkland, Florida school shooter penalty trial. Both sides will debate over whether the brother of Nicholas Cruz and his sibling's roommate should undergo questioning from the state. The two men worry prosecutors will ask inappropriate questions. Cruz pleaded guilty to killing 17 people at Madry Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018. Jurors are not expected to return to court until next week. This is USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The White House is giving an update on its response to the outbreak of monkeypox cases in the United States. Monkeypox Response Coordinator Bob Fenton explains how the Biden administration is making the FDA-approved monkeypox treatment, TPOX, more available.
Next week, HHS will be repositioning 50,000 courses of TPOX across the country. That's nearly 5 times as many treatment courses than confirmed cases in the U.S. These courses will be made available to jurisdictions where the outbreak is most severe.
Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson and the NFL settled on an 11-game suspension and $5 million fine over sexual misconduct allegations. The Browns quarterback was initially banned 6 games. Watson will be eligible to return to the field in Week 13 against his former team, the Houston Texans. A 34-year-old veteran survived an alligator attack to the head and torso earlier this month in Florida. After being released from Tampa General Hospital, Juan Carlos Laverde, who goes by JC Defeats, is sharing his experience. He says he knew he wasn't going to die.
She let go, and she didn't have to let go.
His wife explains that the bite crushed his skull and part of his temporal lobe had to be removed. Over the next few weeks, he will continue to recover with his jaw wired shut. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.